So, in so our...
can you tell me about rosemary?
I can tell you about rosemary. In the past, I did try to grow it and it didn't grow very well. But now, in our garden, we have a very, very big bush of rosemary. And I have found out that they say that if the rosemary grows well in your garden, you're the one in charge. So I can only suspect that when it didn't grow well, I wasn't in charge, because it was when we were quarrelling all about what sort of furniture we should have. And, you know, and we had totally different ideas of what sort of furniture we should have. But now I do get my own way about the interior design of the house. So now the rosemary flourishes. And of course, rosemary in Greece, and Cyprus, where my husband's from, they will put rosemary on graves, because rosemary means remembrance. And also at Easter, if I do a shoulder of lamb, the rosemary goes on that and makes it smell lovely. Rosemary and a bit of garlic on that. So that's a nice thing about rosemary. And also, when I went on a herbal medicine course, I was told that if you make rosemary tea, it's very good for your brain. So that obviously fits in with the remembrance in two ways.
Do you know anything about why it's associated with women being in charge? Do you know the root of that?
No. Do you?
I mean, only that I read that in the 16th century that this was a very strong belief, and the men, you know, started digging it up.
How rude.
Because they didn't want women to be in charge.
Yes, well, I can
so
understand
that. So
if
it was growing by their house, they would pull it up so they could be in charge.
Yes. Oh, no, I didn't know that, but I just knew. And again, it may have just been, in this day and age, it may have just been looking up online about rosemary and then seeing this statement. And I thought, well, that has worked for me, because I definitely wasn't in charge when it wasn't growing very well. But I am now.
It was so good.